Welcome. Today, we're discussing an incredibly useful Figma tip for prototyping. This is all about streamlining your workflow and making your prototypes truly dynamic. It's a game changer, honestly.
Dynamic prototypes. I'm intrigued. So what's the usual problem we're trying to solve here?
Right. So imagine you're designing an app, let's say a cryptocurrency trading app. You've got your market screens, your search, individual coin pages, and of course, the crucial buy screen.
Okay, standard stuff, and you want users to easily buy, so multiple entry points to that buy screen, I'm guessing?
Exactly. You might have a buy button on the coin page and a swipe left quick action on the market screen list. The problem arises when you want to go back. Traditionally, each back button can only link to one screen.
Got it. So if you get to the buy screen from the swipe, the back button might take you to the wrong place, right? Annoying.
Super annoying. That's where Figma's sections feature comes in. Most people just use them for organization, grouping screens by flow on the canvas, like market screens, buy sell flow, etc.
Right, I've seen that used. So how is it used differently here for prototyping?
The magic is that Figma understands these sections as distinct flows. So instead of linking a back button to a specific screen, you link it to the entire section.
Whoa, hold on. So Figma dynamically knows which screen within the section to return to? That's brilliant.
It is. Let me break it down step by step. You still create your prototype links as usual. Drag on the coin row to the buy screen, click the buy button, also to the buy screen. But for the back button, instead of linking it to a fixed screen, drag the connection to the whole market screen section. Figma then knows to return the user to the correct screen within that section, depending on where they came from.
I'm speechless. That's so much cleaner than creating a bunch of conditional interactions or separate screens just for back navigation.
100%. It drastically simplifies the prototype logic, making it more dynamic and user-friendly, and saves you heaps of time, especially in complex projects.
Okay, this is genuinely a game changer. I need to start implementing this immediately. Anything else we should keep in mind when using sections for prototypes?
Well, be mindful of how you structure your sections. Think about user flow first, and group your screens accordingly. This will make your prototypes more intuitive and avoid any unexpected back button behavior.
Got it, smart, really fantastic advice. Thanks for sharing this Figma wizardry.
Absolutely. Happy prototyping, and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Goodbye.